Harita Hepo was with us for a kōrero today, standing for National in Te Tai Hauauru. She's a very interesting wahine and has parliamentary experience, of course, but a long-time lawyer, having qualified out of Tāmaki Makaurau. She is in the House at the moment and is a MP, sits on the Māori Affairs Select Committee. Harita served as an MP for Whanganui from 17 through 20, but lost in the 2020 election. But she's having a go again for Te Tai Hauauru. And it is the right thing for us to do, to be speaking with our people, irrespective of gang patches or colours, or in this case, political parties. But it's great to have you with us for a kōrero anō e te tuhine. Tēnā koe, Harita.
Kia ora, Dale.
Kia ora, Harita.
Good to be here. Thank you for the invitation to join you.
And thank you for the mahi that you have been doing. We've touched on this before. You know, we support all of our people willing to have a life in public office. You're standing for Te Tai Hauauru, and that'll be the party's first candidate in a Māori seat since 2002. So a 21-year hiatus from standing in the Māori seats. What excites you most about having that opportunity, Harita?
What excites me the most, Dale, is being available to our people again. The whakaaro that I have, it's about people, place with purpose. So it's the kaupapa that motivates me. It's really about being available and our people having choices, having options for all political parties as to how they cast their vote. So National Party and all the other major parties, all of the parties, they stand candidates in the general seat. Why is it that we haven't had candidates in the Māori seats? And that's something that I've been pursuing for the time that I've been in the National Party as a Member of Parliament. You mentioned that I came in 2017 and I lost the seat in 2020. So I was the elected Member of Parliament for the Whanganui General electorate, and then, yes, did lose it in 2020 along with many others with the red wave sweeping throughout the country. I came back. I had the fortune to come back as a list MP for the National Party in June 2020. So I've continued service up until we're going into this campaign pathway now.
Tēnā koe. There seems to be some political mood to lessen reference to Māori. I'm not saying that that's from necessarily the National Party, but many have questioned the efficacy and the whether or not Māori seats themselves, the seven that we have in our electoral structure now, are fit for purpose in modern-day Aotearoa, and some would rather that they didn't exist. What's your personal standpoint, and indeed Nationals, to the Māori seats, Harita?
My personal stance, and also the National Party position on this matter, Dale, is that there are seven Māori seats under Judith Collins' leadership. She announced and declared the National Party's commitment to stand candidates within those Māori seats. So at this time, we have two of us who are standing in those seven Māori seats, and we're building a base of membership and support. So those other five seats will be filled in time. But in the meantime, Henere Wataho is standing as the candidate for National up in Tāmaki Makaurau, as you probably well know. And I'm here in Te Tai Hauauru, formerly the Western Māori seat. What's also quite significant is that, I mean, the community that I come from here in Whanganui, Putaki, is the same community that Dame Tariana Turia was raised in. So we have the same aunties and uncles and nannies and kurus. And Putaki has, over the course of time, been known to affiliate with the National Party. So it's been interesting. I asked Tariana, I said, why did you go Labour then? She said, because she was asked by Helen Clark at the time. And then my next question was, well, if you'd been asked by National, would you have gone that way? And she said, yes. And what that says to me, Dale, is that where there's opportunity, we seize that opportunity at that time. So I'm seizing the opportunity to stand as the candidate for National. You said 21 years, there's been a hiatus. Yes, there has been. So picking up and mobilising and building momentum for that, because importantly, it's valuing our people right across the motu, not just in the general seats, and that's what's been the driving, motivating factor for me to stand in the Māori seat. So here we are.
And here we are. It's got some challenges, not the least of them, the geographic imprint of the electorates. And so you're travelling near and far, unlike Whanganui, where you're fairly localised in your campaigning. What are some of the challenges in the huge electorates that the Māori seats represent?
Thank you, Dale. It is a challenge. So, but it's no different to the challenges that we've had over the course of time in terms of who we are as a people, and not just about surviving, but to thrive. So Te Tauhara is the second largest Māori seat, Te Kaitunga being the largest. The geographical distance, so to give context to the scale of this, starts at Mana electorate in Porirua, so at the head of the Ika, and then it goes, traverses, and I'll track us up through the west coast. So it goes from Porirua through Levin, Otaki, and encompasses Palmerston North, and I'll head back to Palmerston North as we come down the eastern side, up through to Whanganui, Hawera, encompassing all of the south to central to northern Taranaki regions, up to Ngamotu, New Plymouth, heads up and just cuts in under Raglan, so to the Kawhia Harbour, across to incorporating Otarahanga, Tokoroa, up to Putaruru, and the tip of the north is just at Tido. Then we track back down, coming through the eastern side, so down through Tokoroa again, down the western side of Lake Taupō. Doesn't encompass Taupō, but it encompasses Taumarunui. Then we go to Waiuru, track down through to Taihape, across to Palmerston North, Shannon. Then we back down to Otaki Levin, and then to Te Tau Māui at Porirua. So massive. Driving time, again, was just in, from Porirua up to Tido, through that western access coastline, 8 hours, 8 hours, 20 minutes. That's non-stop. And then tracking from Tido down through that western side of Taupō and through across to the eastern side of Tararua and Ruahine Ranges, it's about 6.5 hours. Massive geographical challenge and expanse. And with that, also, the fact that our communities are Māori communities, there's 224 marae there, right throughout, scattered throughout Te Tauhara. There are about 43 different tribal entities and groupings. So yes, it's vast. It's a challenge that we're prepared to take on, because importantly, it's about providing opportunities for our Māori voters, our Māori communities.
Tēnā koe. You know, at times you can think that Māori and National haven't been too well connected. But then when we look back historically, we recognise that there have been heaps of our people who have had National Party leanings across time, and many who have also stood. You know, you're up against a tough challenge here, because Debbie, I would suggest with respect to Hariti, would be the front runner here. What position are you taking? You're on the list, or are you just having a go in the electorate? What's the situation there? Where are you placed?
Both, Dale. So with some acknowledgement to Debbie, Debbie and I go back to the day we worked in Māori Affairs here in Whanganui as young women. I worked down in Whanganui. So we're both invested and we're connected. We've grown up and been nurtured and shaped in our communities. The Māori Party, which Dame Tariana Turia, as you know, established Crossing the Floor in 2004, and I was down at the hikoi, the foreshore and seabed hikoi, at that time, and also having been with Tariana when we occupied Hiamotua Gardens Pākai Turia in 1995. So when Tariana crossed the floor to form the Māori Party in 2004, the Māori Party's had the benefit of some 20 years. So it's 2023, almost 20 years to mobilise. So Debbie has the benefit and the advantage of the Māori Party waka being on the waters in the Māori seats in the electorates. And she came in as a Lift MP and then alongside Rāwhiti Waititi as the co-leader. So she certainly has that advantage. But to say Debbie is the front runner, yes, from that context she is, but I would also put it in the context. I've lived generations of service here in Whanganui, up through to Taranaki. And you've mentioned in terms of the National Party affiliation through the course of time to our Māori communities. Te Apira Mangata, well known for his leadership in the 1940s and having been affiliated and a member of the Liberals through to the National Party as it became known. I was up at Ōwai Marae in Waitara for the Crown's signing of the collective redress to the 8 Taranaki tribal peoples. And at O Waimaraia, the big statue of Sir Maui Pōmare comes from there, again, one of the prominent Māori National Party MPs, alongside the likes of Pai Hurinui Jones, Te Rangi Hiroa. There were a number of prominent Māori leaders during that period. And one of my whanaunga from Pūtiki Whanganui, who sat in the Legislative Chamber in 1945, I think it was, and was the Vice President of the National Party at the time, Huiroa Marumaru, from Bulls or Parewahawaha. So there's that long-standing intergenerational connection, and again, coming back to Pūtiki, that Tari and I were both nurtured in by the aunties and the uncles and the nannies and the kōrōs, had a conservative leaning but recognised the importance of those political leanings and affiliations in the same way that with the Ratana movement, Tahu Pōtiki Wiringu Ratana. Again, relations, our Ratana Murehu Whanaunga, just up the road from Pūtiki, tracking down to, well, and in my Ngatiaka, ancestral lands and connections, the power and the importance of recognising opportunities to mobilise for our people, and that's what the Ratana Murehu movement was about as well. So just so I give context and shape to that, yes, Māori Party, well known within Te Tai Hauru, but what I'm doing as a face and a voice and being visible is acknowledging the value of our Māori communities within Te Tai Hauru and acknowledging the fact that there is value add that I bring with political scope and opportunity and experience for our people to decide which way they turn their mind and cast their vote.
Tēnā koe, Hariti. It's not the last time we'll be talking, because it's important we do speak with people who are having a go this year in the general election. I respect your decision to stand in Te Tai Hauauru and invite you to join us regularly in the build-up to October 14. Thanks for sharing some kōrero today with us, Hariti, and all the best for the day and the weeks ahead on the hustings. Tēnā koe. Kia ora. Kia ora tō atu. Hariti Hipango joining us there, standing for the Nats in Te Tai Hauauru.